over to Tom in just a little longer on the drop of God shall set me praise.
Mercy and His grace. Next Sunday evening, we're going to have a guest speaker, Davy McConville. I know some of his brothers, most everybody should know Brother Davy, but I took this while feeling to ask Davy to come and share with us. And then I didn't do it, and it just kept coming back on me to ask him. So I've asked him. So he's coming next Sunday. I gave him two dates. Next Sunday was the date. So pray for Brother Davy for next Sunday night. And just pray the Lord will bless him. And maybe we can invite some people to come. I know it's like a Brother John said this morning. It's hard to get people into church. My dad used to say, you know, bed's a prison at night and a hotel in the morning.
That's right.
You know, there's a fella used to lift us from the house, and there's one of our boys, I won't mention his name, he's not here tonight, but we couldn't get him out of bed no morning. He's still the same. Couldn't get him out of bed, and he couldn't get him into bed. He's a prison at night and hotel in the morning. But you know, some people's hard to get to church. Praise God. And wish we could say he couldn't get them out of church. Suppose that wouldn't be a bad thing. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Praise God. You know, when there's revival, he couldn't get them out. Praise God. And hope that God would send a mighty move of God. Let us turn to Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. And Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. And I was thinking about preaching on saying so tonight. Say so, but they didn't. I didn't. This is something different. Brother John mentioned this morning about the name. And I want to talk a bit about that this evening. We know we're living in a present evil world. I want to talk a bit about that. But not so much the world about the name, but that we've been given. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Let's stand our feet while we read the word of God. Just one verse. Galatians 1 verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. That's my text tonight. According to the will of God and our Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your mercy and for your grace. And we know that your mercies are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll anoint us with the Holy Ghost. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. Amen. And I thank you that you do. Lord, I pray you'll bless everyone in this room tonight. We know you're here. Because you said, and we heard it this morning, where two or three of us is gathered in your name, you are in the midst and not to bless us. Amen. We want your blessing tonight, and we love you, Lord. Yes. And we praise you and magnify your name. Help us to lift your name up. Help us to put your name over the people, to declare your name above every other name. Amen. Touch your people. Touch the sick and the afflicted. Heal them and deliver them. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Father, I ask you again for Sister Sheila that we've been praying for. Lord, I ask you for a full recovery. Lord, that the power of God will come on her even more. And you'll give her a full, complete recovery to health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. For any others that need your touch in this room, may you touch them, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, we thank you for everyone that came for prayer this morning. And we know that that you'll answer, Lord, amen, and have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, I really believe, I felt led this morning as soon as I got up after Brother John, that what I wanted John to have the chance to pray for people. I really felt it strong, and I believe it was the Lord. And you know, I'm going to tell you, when a man of God's under the anointing of God, that's when you need to get prayed for. How many believes that? It's like Brother John said this morning, you can't work it up yourself. It has to be God. But then when that anointing comes, that's when we need to move on it. Amen. And we need to get in there. God gives it for a reason. Amen. You know what? God gives you anointing for a reason. And the anointing breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. We know why this is a dispensation of grace. And we've read here tonight about this evil age, and we know that the devil is the god of this evil age. That's what the Bible calls him. And we know that the Bible doesn't call him the god of any other age but this age. And we're living in the last of the last days, in the last church age. And I don't believe the seventh church age is finished. Some people do. By the way, brothers, some people are already in the rapture. Some of them is even in the millennium. But I don't believe any of that, because we're still here. We're still here. And when you go down the street tomorrow, you're going to be faced with things that's going to tempt you and try you. So that's how you know you're not in the millennium reign. So like the fella said to the boy, what are you wearing your watch for? If you're in the millennium, because you'll not need it. Right. Amen. But this, the God of this evil age, and we're in an evil age, and we heard this morning of the evil things that's happening in this age, the murder of the unborn baby. Homosexuality in every side, and it's put in your face, as we heard, on them things for you draw the money out. Then it's right there in your face. It's everywhere in your face. And sports have their wee flags up. Six colors, by the way, and not seven. The rainbows. Gay pride. Gay pride. And you see, that's from the devil. Because he was full of pride. So much that God kicked him out. He even said, I will be like the Most High God. I will ascend into the sides of the north. I will be like God. And we know that through Cain, he tried to produce a super race. And God put a stop to it. And he didn't succeed then. Then we see an Adolf Hitler, he tried it again. And Adolf Hitler murdered people and he bred people. Adolf Hitler bred people. And they had to be a certain height and certain color of hair, certain color of eyes. And if you're below a certain height and color of eyes and everything like that, you would have been dead. And we don't believe that the Jews been murdered in the gas chambers was a story. We believe it happened. And not only do we believe it happened, but we believe when them seals opened, that there were souls that cried unto the altar, how long, Lord? That's them Jews. And they're crying out to God, and there's going to be a judgment one day. And Hitler and all them men's going to stand before God. And we have another man in the land today, similar to Hitler. He's over in Russia. Right. And I tell you something, brothers and sisters, we need to pray again. Boris Johnson's talking about starting again. Right. May the Lord give him rickets. And that's the truth. May God forbid it, that man would be fit to stand. Or he is a joke. she's the wrong one. Don't think God hasn't answered everything for a reason. But I'm going to pray he doesn't get in. I'll tell you that right now. Or he's the biggest joke I ever heard about. England doesn't need to hear about Piper Pig. They need to hear about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, while this is an evil age, yet God is calling out a people. Even in this evil age, God called you out. God called me out. God brought us from wherever pest, cesspit we were in. Ever low we were, God called us out from the pig pen to the heights of the Lord.
Amen.
And you know you're seated in heavenly places tonight in Christ Jesus. God has delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. He hasn't left your limbo land, but you've went clean through the court.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can't go down for going up.
Amen.
And you can't go under for going over. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
That's
and it's even in this evil age, God is calling a people. And God is going to have a people. And the gates of hell might be against the church, but the word of God says it shall not prevail against the true church of God.
Amen.
Because greater is he that's in you
Amen.
Than he that's in the world. Jesus says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil in the flesh.
That's great.
When did he get that? He done it in the flesh.
Amen.
Somebody said, but the Lord was greater than us. He was, but he done it in the flesh.
Amen.
You know when John looked out and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He saw God's appointed, taketh away of sin. How did he know him? He knew him because the one that revealed it to him said, on whom ye shall see the Holy Spirit descending as like a dove. That's him. That is the one. And the Holy Ghost came on him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me. He hath sent me to bring deliverance to the captives. The opening of prison doors, opening the blind eyes. The Lord was sent. And the Holy Spirit's here to continue the work. The anointing which you have received shall teach you all things and lead you in all truth. Hallelujah. The anointing destroys the yoke. Glory to God. How many believe yokes were broke this morning? There was yokes broke because of the anointing. Because the anointing breaks yokes. Glory to God. Expect the change once you're praying for it. Because it has to happen. Glory to God. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. Who hath given himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. He calls it an evil world. It is an evil world. We need to be praying for our children. We need to be asking God to cover them with the blood when they go out, when they come in. Hallelujah. We need to be a people of prayer above all. Hallelujah. We need to be a praying people. We need to take inventory against the devil. We need to put on the full armor of God and having done all to stand. Stand ye therefore with your loins girded with truth, and the word of God is truth. Jesus showed us how to do it.
Amen.
When the devil said, throw yourself down, the angels take charge of you. Turn these stones into bread and all that, because he hungered for 40 days. I tell you, and he told Jesus, he took him up the mountains, he said, all these kingdoms I'll give you. You know, the Lord never said, how long am I in their mind? He never argued with him. He said, it is written.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Amen. It's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. The psalmist David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light onto my path. The way is lit up.
Amen.
And you're lit up. Did you hear that?
Glory.
How are you lit up? You're lit up by the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. You're lit.
Amen.
And the way before you is lit. Glory to God. And God is changing you from glory to glory.
Yes.
Like unto his own glorious self.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not what I should be, but I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Aren't you glad? The Lord's on your side. He set a people for his name. The Lord is going to have a people for his name.
Amen.
Amen. Not some denominational name or some name of a movement, but a name that's above every name. The name that the people will take the name. Hallelujah. Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, there's plenty we could mention, but we'll not mention any of them. But you know what I mean. But his name's worth mentioning.
Amen.
There's some things not worth mentioning. Did you know that? There's some things should never be mentioned twice, because the second time will be too much. But you never can talk about the Lord too much.
Amen.
Twice is not enough. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We heard that this morning. We're to have Jesus lifted.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't it sad if you ever go to a service like a brother mentioned and they talk about, they could be talking about a good man, a man of God. But if that man of God's talked about all night and the Lord's not mentioned, something's wrong. Something is wrong. I tell you, we need to lift the Lord up.
Amen.
He said, if I be lifted up.
Yes.
Acts 15:14, Simon hath declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
Yes.
There's a people that's been taken out for his name. None have I lost that thou hast given me. Jesus thanked the Father. He says, I thank you that none have I lost that thou hast given me. They're not going to be lost.
Right.
Amen. It's not down to you or me. God help us to do our bit. But at the end of the day, it's God that does it.
That's right.
And I believe in predestination that God foreknew you. And he foreordained you from the foundation of the world. He saw you.
Amen.
Ever before you were here, he knew you and everything about you.
Right.
And the Lord ordained you. And he knew you when you'd get saved and everything about it. And he actually knew you were saved before the foundation of the world. Your name was in the book. It wasn't added in. It was already on it. How many knows that? You don't get written in on a certain date. It's always in it. God, how many believe that tonight?
Amen.
The Lord doesn't sit in heaven and write your name in on a certain date. He knows the end from the beginning. It's already in it.
Right.
Now some of us, we know he has to bring us certain ways. Some of us come easy and some think they're not coming. And you never worry about the fella that thinks he's not coming, or the girl give a goat enough rope and hang itself, is what the old fella used to say. But you know, when somebody thinks they're not coming, I praise God when people talk like that, because you know God's going to get them. You need to send the Holy Ghost out on the mission.
Amen.
Send him on the mission. Glory to God. Ask the Holy Spirit to go.
Amen.
And move on them. Speak to them. Oh, I'm not coming. Do you ever get it? Do you ever see the way that screw the face? No, I'm not coming. No way you can make me come. Now you know that's the way devils inspired that. But we heard this morning that there's someone that's bigger than any wee devil or big devil. That's the Lord. And we need to be inspired with him to pray through and believe better than that. That you're going to come. Hallelujah. I want to take a look at the name and opening of this message tonight. I might even get past this bit. Because I like preaching about that name. There's power in that name.
Amen.
Matthew 1, 21, 23. And he shall bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus.
Amen.
For he shall save his people from their sins. I want to say it tonight. There was no philosopher. There was no great person. No king or bishop or pope or patent ark or anything could save anybody from anything. But Jesus Christ came to save nobody but sinners. He came to save you from your sins because he had the power to do it. He had the power to do it. Nobody else had the power to do for eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. This is why it's different than the prophets. Jesus was a prophet, but he was more than a prophet.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Jesus was a prophet, but he was more than a prophet.
Amen.
He was God in flesh. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Emmanuel, Isaiah 9 verse 6, unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Emmanuel, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Glory.
I tell you, the Bible says he beareth you up.
Amen.
And he carries you on his shoulders. He's strong shoulders, you know. The Lord's a big pair of shoulders. How many believe that? There's no weight that he can't carry in them shoulders. Such is the shoulders of the Lord that he can carry the world on his shoulders tonight. Hallelujah. You think of how anointed the prophet. How many? He took the gates off.
Amen.
Samson. God bless, brother. Samson, you think that God can anoint a man born a sinner and he could carry the gates of a city that weighed tons and weight? You'd need a digger to get them things off.
That's right.
But he carried them.
Amen.
Because it wasn't him that carried them. There was something in him that made him do it.
Amen.
And when someone moves in you, it'll make you do it.
Amen.
Even if you don't feel like doing it or look like you could do it, God can make you do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, William Branham said he used to go and there's an old boy preaching. And he said that old African boy went down the middle of the aisle and he took two steps. He's at the back. He floated through the air with the shirt tails of his coat going behind him. And Brother Branham called out his name. I can't remember it. And he said, I love it when the Spirit comes and Brother so-and-so. He danced down through the congregation with a shirt tail, the coat going behind him. And he was over 70 years of age. And he got to preaching.
Amen.
And I tell you, he danced all over the pulpit.
Amen.
And he said, if that can do that to an old boy like him, what would it do for a young fellow like me?
Amen.
That's the Holy Ghost we need.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm stiff tonight. I guarantee the Holy Ghost will loosen your stiffness.
Right.
Jack Cole used to bend people over the crack and I'd pee in the back. He'd put his knee in the back and he'd bend them. And he'd say, run round him if your lip will kiss you.
Jesus means Jehovah Savior.
He came in his Father's name. How many knows that?
Amen.
and they're going to run after him. Another will come in his own name, him will they follow. But he says, I came in my Father's name, and they received me not. But till as many as receive him, to them gives he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name like no other name. Jesus of the Old Testament, Jehovah. Jesus of the New Testament is Jehovah of the Old Testament. He just changed his veil. It's the same God the whole time. Amen? The same God the whole time. The same word. He changed his countenance, and the Greek didn't mean changing his mask. Not exactly his veil, but his mask. It come to the place he was transformed. See, that means he changed his way. He was God, Jehovah. God, Jehovah changed himself from spirit and became a man. Didn't he say, before Moses was, I am? He said, I must descend back to where I came from. Where was he before? He was with the Father. How many knows he's a lamb slain from the foundation of the world? How many knows that all things are made by him and for him, and without him wasn't anything made that's made? You were made for God.
Amen.
You were made for God. God's a work for you. God's a purpose for you. The devil wants to brainwash you and tell you that the Lord's nothing for you, but the Lord's something for everybody in this room.
Amen.
You're special. Nobody else can take your place. God makes some people smart, and then other people not as smart, but he does all them things for a reason. And it's all God's choosing. Not saying about this today. And I tell you, God does all of them things for a reason. And you'll find a man that maybe doesn't have a lot of education, he'll lean a whole lot in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he'll work, the Holy Spirit will move in him. Because he's depending on it. But you see, if we're too much, if we know too much, or we think we know too much, we don't need God. And you see, we're living in a world today that knows too much. And they don't need God. Not only the Romans, Paul says they don't even want to retain God in their thinking. They don't even want to retain God in their knowledge. And the Bible says God will give them over to a reprobate spirit. To work that which is inconvenient. He says, forsaking the natural use of a woman, they turn to themselves in lust, one toward another, to work that which is unseemly in the eyes of God. That's the generation we're living in, brothers and sisters. It's here. We don't need to preach. We don't need to preach about Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in it. Because the Bible says, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And the coming of the Lord is at hand tonight.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming again.
Hallelujah.
And he's coming for a people that's ready. And here's the thing, the bride has made herself ready. How did she get ready? She dressed herself. What in, brother? The righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
She's dressed herself. Have you put his garments on?
Amen.
Thank God for the garments of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
The garments of righteousness. Thank God for Romans 4, the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. My righteousness was no good. I was a sinner, but he is a Savior for sinners.
Amen.
Thus the name of Jesus Christ is the only saving name. Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. I don't care if one of the top evangelists, pastors in America, goes on an Oprah Winfrey show before the world, and he's asked a straight question and fails to answer it correctly. And I don't care how many thousand goes to his church, but he was asked, is there ways to get to go to heaven other than Jesus? And he said, there's many ways you can get. He's a false prophet. You don't need no discernment to call him that. The Bible calls him it. And I don't care if they praise God and sing hymns and jump all over the church. No salvation in any other name. This is the only name you can be saved by. And the Bible says it shall come to pass. Romans, the book of Acts, the book of Joel, all of them say the same thing. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I tell you, that's real simple, isn't it?
Amen.
I met a big fella this week and he was doubting. You call him Stuart. Great big fella he is. And he says to me, you know, I did ask the Lord to save me. I told him what Brother Gary mentioned one week. And I mentioned that to him, what a brother mentioned. And I'm sure Brother Gary remembers it. And he said, you know, he's as well saved now as he was the first time he asked.
Amen.
And that's absolutely the truth.
Amen.
Did you hear that? The first time you asked the Lord, Lord, save me, you got saved. You know, when Peter was sinking in that boat, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. And the Lord said, come. And you know, he stepped out on the water, but then he started to look around him and he began to sink. But as soon as he cried to the Lord, Lord, save me, the Lord took him and saved him. Hallelujah. The scripture doesn't say Jesus carried him on his back to the boat. But I believe the Lord put out his hand and lifted him out of the water. And he walked back with him. That's how I believe it. You can call it what you want. That's the way I'm going to believe it till I go.
Amen.
And he walked back with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I told him last week at Ava Street. I was mentioning about my dad. People used to say, Billy, will you not come back to the Lord? And I remember my father saying this. I always can remember this. He was backslidden for 18 years. And they used to say, Billy, would you not come back to the Lord? And they took him to different wee meetings here, there, and yonder. There's a man's buried there more not long ago, and he went one night with a certain group to that meeting, but that man needed devil's cast at him. And my dad was backslidden, he knew it, and they didn't. And they were meant to be front slid. They couldn't cast the devil out. They knew nothing about the Pentecostal power. That's the truth. I'm not ridiculing them, but that's absolutely the truth. They could do nothing with that man. And that man never got right, because he needed a devil cast out. And my dad was backslidden. He told them that fella needs a devil cast out of him. And he said, you know, if you ever got him to somebody that was Pentecostal, that devil would have had to come out. But they wouldn't do that because it wouldn't be their denomination. And they don't break the rules. Aren't you glad we weren't working with them rules tonight, but we're working with the book?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Let's get back to the book. My father said this. He says, I can't come back till God brings me back. I can't come back myself. It has to be God that brings me back. And I'll tell you, God brought him back.
Amen.
On the most likely of circumstances and the most likely of conditions, with a pipe in his pocket, God brought him back. And not only did God bring him back, but I was in a jail. And at the same time God brought him back, God done something in me. He sent one like a brother read about Elijah. The hand touched him on the shoulder. And the voice spoke, Arise, Elijah, and eat. And the hand touched me and said, I love you. There I was thinking, nobody loved me. That's one of the devil's playing cards. He'll tell you nobody loves you. There's no point going on. Nobody loves you. But when a supernatural visitation of God comes and an audible voice says, I love you and gave myself for you.
Hallelujah.
I'll never forget it. My dad coming to lift me from High Bank Jail. And I threw my arms around him and hugged him. God had done something on him. And God had done something on me. And we went back home and we had a prayer meeting in the living room. And never had minded a prayer meeting before in the living room. upon me at all of it. From 390, that's when it started in. But the early church went from house to house. And they broke bread. Is that the Bible?
Amen.
There was no organizing. Because when man organizes, the Holy Spirit moves out.
Yes.
We don't want to organize. We want God to have his way. God brought him back. And that old pipe went under the track of a dozer. And he got into the dozer and he said, he quit the pipe. Someone sent him quit, and he said, "Lord, I've just bought 2 ounces of tobacco. When the smoking will quit." And the voice said back, "Quit now." And he said, "All right, Lord, if you'll have me, I'll quit now." The next morning he got up on the dozer and he said, "Lord, you helped me yesterday. Will you help me today?" Amen. You think it's tough? Tell the Lord that. "Lord, you helped me yesterday. Will you help me there?" Little Sister Karen, she needed, she had no house a couple of days ago, but she's moving in on Monday.
Amen.
Did you hear that? God answered prayer.
Glory.
She got the house. Amen. Amen. God answers prayer.
Amen.
It's never too late with God. He's always in time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus' name's above every name.
Amen. Amen.
The devils hate that name. The demons hate that name. They tremble at the name. Tremble at the name, they shake at the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a delivering name, a saving name, a healing name. There's strength and power in that name like no other name. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I'll tell you what. There's no name like that name. You know one of the greatest sermons ever preached? I believe that's all my heart. Oral Roberts preached it. You know Oral Roberts was some preacher. He preached a message on the fourth man. And I tell you, the whole message is wonderful. The whole message. And I remember many years ago hearing that message about the fourth man. And he started out the message about a mountain climber. And the mountain climber goes out to climb the mountain. And the night begins to fall. And he realizes he's not going to make it up the mountain in the night. So he finds himself a high place to stay over the night. And he gets a tree or a crevice in the rock somewhere high so that no lion or nothing could eat him. And he climbs up into the tree and he gets his belt and he puts his belt around him and he ties himself in the tree. And he says, "It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. Tied in the tree. It's not comfortable. But the important thing is, he's there in the morning."
Yes.
The important thing is, he's there in the morning.
Amen.
He's still there in the morning.
Amen.
The devil might have given you some things that wasn't comfortable, but you're still here.
Amen.
You're still here because you're an overcomer.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Sometimes it's not comfortable, but you're still here.
Amen.
Just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Just keep believing on the name. This is the highest name ever made known. And the name by which the New Testament church is identified, by this name. Philippians 2 verse 9. "Wherefore God also have highly exalted him." Highly exalted him. And given him a name which is above every name. Glory to God. It's above every name. I tell you, you could mention a man of God too much. How many believe that? Wouldn't matter how good a man of God is, but you're not to preach that man.
Amen.
If you're preaching that man, you're not preaching this Bible. You're preaching the man. Philip went down to Samaria. He didn't preach Paul or Peter. He preached Christ.
Hallelujah.
He could have mentioned Peter. He could have preached him in the day of Pentecost. He could have preached and talked about Peter. He could have quoted Peter all day.
Yes.
But no devils would have come out. I'm sorry. But he preached Jesus.
Amen.
He preached Christ unto them. That means anointed one.
Amen.
The Bible says unclean spirits come out of many crying out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there was great joy. Joy. In the cities, nothing gives joy like the deliverance of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I looked on Brother Brian's site the other day to find out when me and my dad went there, because I'd forgot. It was 2014. 2014, me and my dad went to Australia. And I heard his voice on there preaching. I wouldn't go on listening. That's the first time I've heard it since the funeral. I wouldn't go on listening any other time. People go on and listen, but I didn't want to do that. But I heard his voice in Australia. It was a privilege. You have to understand how it all started. I know everybody here knows about it, but I'm telling you, I have no idea the things I was into. And you know, my dad was away from God. He wasn't serving God. And God turned it all around. You could be looking at your wee son tonight. Listen to me. You could be looking at your daughter. The devil could have you occupied with the circumstances that you're missing the big picture. Brother, what's the big picture of this book? You need to look beyond all you're seeing with your natural eye, and you need to get a hold of God and pray them in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Think of it, sitting in the bar, sitting in the pub, selling drugs, doing all sorts. It don't matter how deep down they go, Jesus can lift them from the deepest depths up into the highest high. He's able to deliver. If God can save me, he can save anybody. Didn't Paul say the same thing? Paul held the coat while they stoned Stephen. He persecuted the church, but the Lord saved him. And I tell you, know the thing about it, who rejoices most? Him that's delivered out of a lot. Amen?
Glory.
I have a lot to thank the Lord for tonight.
Hallelujah.
It's going to take me the rest of my life to praise him. Hallelujah. I don't know when the Lord's coming, but let's serve him with all of our hearts. I'm going to close in a moment. God united both Jew and Gentile into this church, thereby establishing a people of the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 15:14. Simeon have declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. You know, God, for the Jews were blinded that we could perceive. Do you know that? They were blinded. God blinded them so that us Gentiles could have the gospel. And we see we're coming down the road now where the Gentiles are starting to be blinded because John is fixing to turn back to the Jews. And the rapture's at hand.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the catching away of the church is near. Now they're talking about some church building. I'm talking about the mystical body of Jesus Christ. You're baptized into it by one Spirit. Amen. The New Testament believers have the name of Jesus Christ invoked over them. That's what they have. Praise God. Acts 15:17, that the residue of men might seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who do all these things. James 2:7, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called. And so many people blaspheme that name today, but it's the most beautiful name. You know that song, brother? What a lovely name, what a lovely name. Isn't that a lovely song? What a lovely name it is. I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to ask Brother Gary to come. Come ahead, brother. Praise God. Let's stand and pray. Let's sing the night. Our brother will pray, and I'm going to ask him to come down. God bless you, brother.
And try and sing that hymn, all the there's a work for Jesus, none but you can do. There's a work for Jesus.